Headquarters, redistribution station number 3 at Santa Monica, California, the makers of Chase and Sanborn Coffee, bring you the Chase and Sanborn program, starring Francis Langford, with Spike Jones and his city slickers, Tony Romano, and I'm Ken Carpenter. And here's Francis!
Thank you, fellas, and welcome home. Good to have you back.
And burning inside, I love you. No use to pretend. There, I've said it again. I've said it. What more can I say? Believe me, there's no other way. I love you. I will to the end. There, I've said it again. I've tried to drum up a phrase that would sum up all that I feel for you. But what good are phrases? The thought that amazes is you love me and it's heavenly. Forgive me for wanting you so. One thing I want you to know, I've loved you since heaven knows when. There, I've said it again.
Gentlemen, with the news as it is, we're especially glad to be here with these men at Santa Monica today. They're newly arrived flyers recently released from German prison camps, and we join in expressing to them the nation's everlasting thanks. I know they're getting the rest and recreation for which they've been sent to this beautiful spot beside the ocean at Santa Monica. Say, Ken, did I tell you I went to the amusement pier today?
No, Francis. You have fun?
Plenty. But the funniest thing that happened was when I came out of the tunnel of love with a soldier.
Well, what's so funny about that?
I went in with a sailor.
Oh, see.
Did you get down to the beach today?
Did I? Oh, I judged the bathing beauty contest here today.
Well, push your eyes back in and tell us about it.
I wonder why they didn't invite me to judge that beauty contest.
They figured you're entitled to an honorable discharge, Spike.
Well, what do you mean by that?
Your eyes have already been on too many missions.
As an expert, Ken, what are they showing in girls' bathing suits this season?
Just about everything.
Yeah, they're, You're right, Ken. They're backless, strapless, and shameless.
Say, Francis, you know there's a new idea in men's bathing suits?
Most of the men I've met in bathing suits are still working on the old idea.
I see what you mean. No, I mean if a man has red hair, he wears a red bathing suit. If he has blonde hair, he wears yellow.
Well, what if he's bald?
if he's bald, he gets sunburned.
I like the way the girl suits are making use of all the new synthetic materials, like cloth made out of coal, glass, wood, milk.
Oh, yeah, I saw one of those bathing suits made out of milk.
I wonder what kind of milk they use.
Well, the one I saw, condensed.
Maybe the bathing suit manufacturers are trying to make both ends meet. Get it? Short bathing suits make both ends
meet. Spike, why don't you and the city slickers play a number to show the strange things you do to make both ends meet? Ladies and gentlemen, we're about to travel the hard way. Spike Jones and the city slickers take us to Siam. Spike?
You can look this wide world over, you can search both land and sea, but you'll never find another man like me. If you listen to my story, I will tell you who I am. I'm the greatest man in Siam, yes I am. I'm the greatest man in Siam, yes I am. There's no greater man in Siam than I am. Oh, when I go walking by, the women all give me the eye. I'm the greatest man in Siam, yes I am.
Oh, no, you ain't.
Oh, yes, I am.
Oh, no, you ain't.
Oh, yes, I am. I'm the greatest man in Siam, yes, I am. I've got 16 double chins. I'm father of the Siamese twins. I'm the greatest man in Siam, yes, I am.
I'm the fastest man in Siam. There ain't no faster man in Siam than I am. Lightning don't scare me none. Before it hits, I'm long gone. I'm the fastest man in Siam.
Oh, no, you ain't.
Oh, yes, I am.
No, you ain't.
I am, too. I'm the fastest man in Siam. I am. When I calls on my sweetheart, I get there before I start. I'm the fastest man.
I'm the richest man in Siam, yes I am. There's no richer man in Siam than I am. I wear diamonds on my nose and platinum toenails on my toes. I'm the richest man in Siam, yes I am.
Oh, no, you ain't.
Oh, yes, I am.
Oh, no, you ain't.
Well, then what's happening? I'm the richest man in Siam. Yes, I am. I've got cattle filled with gold and liquor, 99 years old. I'm the richest man in Siam. Yes, I am.
Boop, boop, boop. Boop, boop. Boop, boop. Boop, boop.
All of us are out to get as much pleasure as we can from coffee, and here's the opportunity for double enjoyment. It's yours right now. Now, in hot weather, with the entire country turning to iced coffee, Ice Chasen Sanborn comes into its own as the king of refreshing drinks. Because there's more flavor in every drop of Chasen Sanborn coffee. And flavor is all important to offset the melting ice. In fact, that's one big reason that iced coffee is more popular this summer than ever before. Through the past year, this richer blend won more new friends than ever before. Flavor did that. New thousands discovered that Chasen Sanborn coffee gave them flavor to spare, just the extra margin needed for iced coffee as it should be. So fill up the tallest glasses in the house and enjoy the treat of the season, Iced Chasen Sanborn, with meals in between. It's more than just a cooling drink, remember. It's coffee, king of them all. Ask for Chasen Sanborn coffee for flavor.
Here's a song these men who've come back to us from German prison camps have asked me to sing. The more I see you.
The more I see you. The more I want you. Somehow this feeling just grows and grows. Imagine as years go by, I know the only one for me can only be you. My arms won't see you, my heart won't cry. And you imagine how much I love you. As years go by, I know the only one for me can only be you. My arms won't free you.
At this point, Spike, Ken, Tony, and I would like to bring you men up to date on the housing situation in the good old USA today, in case you haven't already heard. So picture Spike and me as Mr. and Mrs. Kretschmeyer in our tiny little apartment taking turns sitting in the only chair. Finally, I say, Spike, darling, would you like to sit in the rocking chair for a while now?
No, I don't like sitting in that rocker.
Why?
Too many rocks.
Wish we had room in here for another chair. Get Amos and Andy on the radio.
Well, I can't, Francis. The apartment's so small, Amos has to leave Andy outside.
I can't get over the nerve of our landlord. He's coming to collect the rent in person.
You mean for a place like this?
We don't even have a closet.
Well, of course not. Before the war, this apartment was a closet.
If only the woman across the hall would move out of that telephone booth, I'd move us in lock and stock.
You mean lock, stock, and barrel.
If we had a barrel, I'd move into that.
Shh, listen, somebody's coming up the stairs. Maybe it's the landlord. Let's start our theme song, huh?
Oh, give us room,
lots of room, neath the tenants up above. Don't fence us in.
Come in.
How do you do, Mr. Kretschmeyer and Mr. Kretschmeyer? So you're still living together, huh?
Yes, since we moved into this apartment, we're closer than ever.
Listen, Mr. Bellbottom.
Yes?
We want a bigger place here.
A bigger place? Well, you're very lucky. There'll be one ready for you on the 1st of November.
The 1st of November?
1966. Right, Mr. Kachu?
Right.
Mr. Kachu is my legal advisor.
What'd you say your name was?
Kachu.
Kachu.
Gesundheit.
Well, now that we all know each other, Mr. Kretschmeyer, you may get up off your knees.
I'm not on my knees. There's a hole in this floor.
Well, you may climb out and pay the rent.
But
no,
we...
but please, Mrs. Kretschmeyer, you're lucky I don't evict you. You know what your lease says about marring the walls in this apartment.
What about it?
Last month when I was here, I noticed you'd hung Whistler's mother.
We did not. She took one look at this apartment and hung herself.
You'd better stop complaining about this place, Mr. K. Think of our boys in the foxholes.
I do. But where can we get a foxhole?
The Army will be releasing a few to civilians soon.
Listen, Bellbottom, this place is so small that every time I eat an ear of corn, I skin my nose.
How?
I have to eat it vertically. Yeah.
So you want more room. Well, let's see what the law allows us to do for you. Read the ruling, Mr. Kachu.
That's Volume 10, Book 6, Section 12, Chapter 4, Page 68, Paragraph 9, Sentence 8, Larger Apartments.
What does it say?
No vacancies.
You see? Now, if there happened to be a larger apartment, I could let you have...
Would it be by the week or by the month?
By the incinerator.
We'll take anything as long as the place is larger.
Well, then if you don't mind an increase in rent, we'll make this place larger.
How can you do that?
By scraping off the wallpaper.
If you take off the wallpaper, we won't have any privacy.
And why not?
No walls.
Well, in that case, what's holding up the roof?
The man who owns the second mortgage.
I wish at least we had stronger wallpaper. Every time the dog next door wags his tail, the walls bulge.
Dog next door? A dog next door?
Oh, yeah, a big Irish standard.
Here, don't you mean an Irish setter?
Oh, no, in this place, who's got room to set?
Well, I'll get rid of that dog for you.
What are you going to do about the hole in the ceiling?
Don't you like cross ventilation?
Well, it's not that. The people upstairs have a bouncing baby, and I had to return it 3 times yesterday.
The people upstairs have a baby? A baby?
You must get us a new ceiling. It's as thin as the wall.
Well, I'm sorry. Priorities, you know. There's a ceiling on ceilings. Hey, what's that? That baby upstairs bouncing?
No, the canary just dropped his bird seed.
That is pretty bad. Mr. Kachu, is there anything we can do about ceilings?
Ceilings. That's volume 6, book 11, section 4, chapter 8, page 96, paragraph 7.
What does it say?
No.
Mr. Bellbottom, how can we live in a place like this?
You're complaining? Think of our fighting men. Does your complaining bring them home?
But is it going to be as cold here this winter as it was last?
Mrs. Kletchmeyer, would you have me take the coal out of the mouths of the men over there? Priorities, you know. Well, the other tenants are waiting, and I mustn't disappoint them. You see, if I'm late, they have to pay interest.
Well, here's your money. There's no place to move to anyway.
Thank you. Good day.
What's good about it?
Look out, he's going to slam the door.
The walls will cave in.
Get us out of here! Oh, my back! What's the trouble, Mr. Bellbottom?
Get a shovel and dig us out!
A shovel? Sorry, priorities, you know. I guess the landlords have their troubles, too, and we add further to these troubles by making them listen to Spike Jones and the City Slickers playing their version of the Blue Danube.
And the years have gone, but the long told tale is not true. For of all the things that the Danube is, the Danube is not blue.
Danube is green.
Splash, 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 splash.
What more? It ain't green.
Trash, 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 trash.
It's green as a bean.
Chartreuse, chartreuse.
It ain't a serene.
Ruff, ruff.
Ruff, ruff.
And though the blueberry looks a little purple, and though your maple syrup looks a little purple, what you have heard or you have saw, all the Danube isn't blue, it's green.
All the Danube is green as the grass in the spring. It's as green as the dollar you spend on a fling. It's as green as the paint that you put on the screen. All the blue of the Danube is green as the green.
That's a much applause for the city slickers.
Yeah, Francis, I guess after a German prison camp, even the slickers sound good.
Well, is that so? Now, Ken, wait a minute. It's just that we're getting better all the time. Did you notice that I have a new man in the band this week?
Yes, I did, Spike. Where'd you get him?
I exchanged prisoners with Tommy Dorsey.
Spike, aren't some of the slickers in the service?
Oh, sure, Francis. I got a letter from one of them yesterday. He sent me a picture of himself in a beer hall on one of the main streets in Berlin.
Unter den Linden?
Oh, no, unter der Table.
you crawl into there with him, Spike. I want to talk about a great coffee. You'll have no trouble fitting yourself into this pleasant picture. Just see how these advantages apply to your daily life. Every day at mealtime and in between, in this hot weather, the call is for cooling refreshment. At the same time, of course, we all want our coffee. So, the thing to do is to combine them. Enjoy ice-chastened Sanborn coffee on any and every occasion. Morning, noon, and night is the king of summer drinks because of its famous flavor. That flavor won more friends for chastened Sanborn coffee in the past year than ever before. And now that iced coffee has taken the spotlight, this richer blend is made to order. You want all the flavor you can get. What's more, you're entitled to it. So don't settle for anything less. Get chastened Sanborn coffee. Use the tallest glass in the house and fill it with all the flavor a glass can possibly hold. Let your grocer know you always want delicious, more flavorful chastened Sanborn coffee.
This evening, Spike and I have put together four swell songs by the great songwriting team of Gordon and Revell. Tony Romano makes the first pitch, and the Slickers and I will be right along. And here's Tony.
Did you ever see a dream walking? Well, I did. Did you ever hear a dream talking? Well, I did. Did you ever find heaven right in your arms, saying I love you, I do? Well, the dream that was walking and the dream that was talking, the heaven in my arms was you.
And here's Francis.
I'm holding you close to my heart. With my eyes wide open, I'm dreaming. You're here with me, sharing a vow never to part. Good night, my love. Good night, my love. Remember that you're mine.
As we stand on the threshold of peace, let's resolve to try very hard to understand the complicated problems of reconversion, redeployment, and demobilization. Let's try to meet the problems of peace with the same understanding and determination to solve them with which we met the problems of war. And above all, let us pray to God for the wisdom and understanding to counteract all forces that may ever again threaten the very existence of this civilization with a war even more devastating than the one in which we've just triumphed. We won this war not because we're stronger, but because we're smarter than our foes and because we fought for the fundamentals all true men know to be right. Let's try to keep it that way. Let's continue on the side of righteousness and knowledge so that the generations to come may cherish what so many have died to achieve. Good night.
We wish to thank Lieutenant Colonel C.B. Cosgrove, Commanding Officer, and Special Service Officers Major Walter E. Marks and Captain William E. Kalis, Jr. for this fine day here at the Army Air Force's Redistribution Station No. 3 at Santa Monica, California. Be with us again next Sunday at this same time when Francis Langford, Spike Jones, and the City Slickers, Tony Romano, and all of us will be broadcasting from the United States Naval Hospital at Corona, California. This is Ken Carpenter speaking from Santa Monica, California. One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight. 8 out of every 10 say Royal desserts taste more delicious. Yes, Royal desserts taste more delicious. Take a tip from people who know, people who always use Royal desserts. 1,526 users told why, and 8 out of every 10 said Royal desserts taste more delicious. Many fairly raved about luscious Royal chocolate pudding, its deeper, richer chocolate flavor, its smoothness, its creamy texture, just right sweetness. Yes, you love Royal chocolate pudding and Royal vanilla pudding, Royal butterscotch pudding. They're all delicious, easy to prepare, take no sugar. Whichever one you try, you'll see why women buy more Royal puddings than any other kind. And those tangy, flavorful Royal gelatin desserts are wonderful, too. Yes, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 8 out of every 10 say, Royal desserts taste more delicious. Yes, Royal desserts taste more delicious.
This is the National Broadcasting Company.